Mariora e te whānau, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I started this as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I am not a millionaire yet, but I've built a six-figure business without having to sacrifice quality time with the people I love, my values, or being authentically me. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you how you too can achieve the same. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description down below. None of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. If you have been here before, know my hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. I am so excited for today's podcast episode. Like, I'm always excited if you've been here before, but today is like on a whole new level. So I received this message on Instagram from a wahine in our Māori millionaire community, and I get a lot of messages of people asking for help. I get like all the time, like every single day, there is someone asking me a question, someone asking for help. And I can't offer free coaching in the DMs because one, this wouldn't be fair for those who pay to get mentored by me. But number two, I wouldn't be able to build a sustainable business by helping the many, many people who message me for support in the DMs. So what I asked this wahine if she minded me doing was recording a podcast episode to just actually flesh out her question, answer it, and that way she can get the support that she wants, but also anyone else who's navigating something similar can get the support that they needed. So of course I've got her permission to share the pātai. I'm not going to share her name, of course, but I like this message. Oh my gosh, she went and she gave me the tea, and I just want to help her. I want to share her with her my perspective on this, but I'm going to start by reading the question out to you so that everyone else obviously knows where we're at. So, Kia ora, I hope you're well, and I completely understand if you don't get the chance to read or respond to this. I know you're busy, and I'm only reaching out because I don't know many other Māori women in business I can turn to. I'm stuck, and I really value your perspective. I'm currently studying small business management and building my own business in social media marketing and network marketing. I recently applied for the WINS Flexi Wage for Self-Employment. I had a strong business plan, proof of income, and everything they asked for, but I was declined just because I'm a student. It was a huge blow. I've spent most of my adult life in low-paying jobs or on the benefit, stuck in survival mode. I finally found something I'm passionate about, and I've been doing the hard work to change my situation, upskilling, showing initiative, and working towards something sustainable and self-driven. And yet, when I finally ask for full support to take it to the next level, I was turned away because I'm studying to better myself. I've thought about going public with this, maybe pitching it to staff, but I'm scared, not for myself, but because I don't want to feed the same tired stereotypes about Māori being dependent or always complaining. That's not who I am. I'm raw, honest, and determined, but I'm also aware of how quickly people judge. So I guess I'm asking, what would you do in my position? Would you share your story or keep pushing quietly? I really respect the way you show up and use your voice, and your content has helped me feel like I'm not alone in this journey. Thanks for even reading this far. It truly means a lot. Warmly, this incredible wahine who reached out for support. Like, this question, as I said, it just hit home for me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have so much to share about this, but I just wanted to give a little bit of a warning before I continue on with this episode. I would only recommend listening to this podcast episode, especially to the wahine who asked this question, if you are not tired, you are not hungry, you are in a good space mentally to hear what I have to say today, because there are some pieces in here that I'm going to say that you may not want to hear that may make you a bit like, oh my gosh, what is she on about? But I honestly believe that what I'm going to share with you today is going to change the game for you. It may feel harsh, it may not feel nice, but please just know that like my heart is honestly in the best place, and I just want to see you win, and I just want you to succeed. And so I'm just going to like get into it because there's so much here that I can share. I'm just going to start with one specific section in your question, and this was a huge blow. I've spent most of my adult life in low-paying jobs, on the benefits, stuck in survival mode, finally found something I'm passionate about. I was turned away because I'm a student bettering myself. First thing I want to do was just celebrate you so big for the mahi that you've been doing. Like, this is incredible. You're studying, you're out here bettering yourself, you're out here changing the game, creating, like, literally breaking the cycle. You are, you know, you've shared that you were in survival mode, and like, I don't know, you know, like, I've literally been there before, trying to grow a business in survival mode, and honestly, it's so hard. Everything just, like, feels like you're pushing everything uphill, and, like, I just want to validate you. I want you to know that, like, I get you, sis. Like, I literally get you. It's hard out there. But the next piece to this is I'm also picking up an energy here, and the energy in this is of victim mode. I did blah, 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 and I should be able to get what I want, but I didn't. And I just want to make it very clear. You have done incredible. You have done the mahi, you're studying, you're putting in the work for this. You've, you know, done the business plan, all of the things, and it didn't go through. And that's hard. That sucks, honestly. But you're not a victim. I obviously don't know you personally, but I know that there are people out here who save up all of their money to start businesses, who grow it from the ground up, have it crumble before their eyes, who experience no sales, who, you know, have no exposure, who, like, literally spend years and years and years building their businesses, and they still have a mindset of, but what can I do better? Not, I tried too hard and it didn't work. And the thing is that this whakaro of, like, I tried too hard and it didn't work, this keeps us stuck. Because when you're in that mindset of, like, you know, I did everything and it didn't work, that keeps us in our safe zone. That keeps us in our comfort zone. Victims don't move because we're victims. And I just want you to know, like, I've literally been there. I've been there before. And I just want to give you some examples, right? I used to blame every single other human about the things in my life that weren't working. It was always other people's fault why I was fat. Because I didn't learn how to eat properly. I was in an environment that taught me what food was better. It was the girls at school who used to bully me and tell me that I was fat that made me want to eat more, which made me fatter. But the thing about that whakaro was that it kept me fat because it was always someone else's fault. But the moment I took responsibility and I was like, no, I'm the way I am because of the decisions that I make. Because yes, I grew up in an environment where I didn't learn about those things. But does that actually change anything for me? No, that just keeps me stuck. But what changes things is actually taking responsibility for the things that I can do to change my life. So I want to take this one step further for you, and I want you to pull your journal out, and I want you to answer this question. What is the secondary gain to me thinking that, or you thinking, sorry, wins or whoever didn't help you? It was wins, I think. I'm not familiar with this grant, sorry. What is the secondary gain to thinking that wins didn't help you because you're trying to better yourself? What benefit do you get out of this thinking? And I just want to be so real with you. It could be that you get to stay in your comfort zone. Going out there and actually growing your business on your own without the help of any government entity, without the help of literally anyone, doing it by yourself is actually harder. It's harder to do it without their support. It means that you're going to have to put more effort in. It means that you're going to have to put more work in. It means that you're going to have to potentially put your own money into this business. And that's actually scary. Because that means that you're going to have to invest into this. Not just, you know, pūtea, but time, energy, effort. And what if you put all of this effort in and it doesn't work out? What if you put everything into this and you don't have any clients? That's scary. And that's how the mind works. It's easier to say, I am a victim, than it is to take responsibility and do the things you know you need to do in order to get where you want to go. And I just want you to feel free to pause the episode here and even just explore this question. What is the secondary gain to me thinking that wins or whoever, yeah, wins didn't help you because you're trying to better yourself? Because I bet you, like, and I know the system is messed up, right? But I bet you bottom dollar, they weren't like, oh my gosh, she's trying to better herself. Let's not give it to her. I bet you bottom dollar, they didn't think that. They probably have some criteria that means that students aren't allowed it. Like, it's a system thing. But, like, you're, like, if we look at this whole system, it's not designed for our success. It's not designed for Māori to succeed. It's not designed for Pacifica to succeed. And we can see this in all of the statistics. We can see this literally everywhere. This system, like, I've literally got goosebumps, and, like, my eyes are, like, tearing up, because the system wasn't made for us. It wasn't made for us to win. It wasn't made for us to succeed. And the best way you can protest against the system is by actually doing what you know you need to do in order to make that happen. It's not by being a victim. It's by actually showing up and doing the things that you need to do to grow this business so that you don't need the system, so that no one in your whānau ever again needs the system. Because the system, like, I don't know why I'm so emotional today. Oh my goodness. But, like, the system isn't here to help us. Like, well, you know, like, sometimes it does. But what I'm saying is, like, imagine growing this business without them. Imagine doing it without their help. Like, imagine that. Imagine growing this with $5. And, like, that's what I did. And I'm going to speak about that in a minute. But imagine that. Like, just think. Like, pause for a second and imagine your life growing a business with literally nothing. With, like, nothing but, like, your effort and your time and your pure dedication and commitment to bettering yourself, not only for you, but for your iwi, for your whānau, for your, I don't know if you have tamariki, but for literally everyone that's going to come after you, and like changing the game and showing your little cousins that if you've got a dream, you can do this, and if you've got a vision, you can make it happen, and if you've got a goal, you can do that. And like, literally, it doesn't matter who rejects you, who says no to you, who doesn't give you what you want. Like, you can just make something of yourself. Imagine that. And I just want you to like pause the video and just like take a moment to imagine that, because when you visualize it, like, and when you actually start to feel that, feel the gratitude of like your first client signing up, imagine the gratitude of like your first follower following you, imagine the gratitude of feeling the first person who isn't someone you know following you on social media and commenting that like they love your post, even if they don't buy anything, even if they don't, you know, give you like any money, but they just comment and they just tell you that like your social media page is so inspiring, that you starting this with like no money, no, you're not there yet, how inspiring that is. Like, just pause for a minute and visualize that and think about the impact this is. Like, it goes beyond money, it goes beyond business, okay? Like, literally, this is bigger than this, and I know this is, because I bet you bottom dollar you haven't thought about starting this business just for money. It's like, what does that money actually do for you and your whānau? What opportunities does this open up for you? This is more than money. This is beyond money. This is beyond business. It's so much bigger than this. I'm just going to move on to the second part of the question. I've thought about going public with this, maybe pitching it to staff, but I'm scared, not for myself, but because I don't want to feed the same tired stereotypes that Māori are being dependent or always complaining. That's not who I am. I am raw, I am honest, I am determined, but I'm also aware of how quickly people judge. Girl, I would not pitch this to staff at all. I would not. Where you are headed, you do not have time for this. You do not have time to be complaining about stuff to staff. Oh my gosh, complaining about stuff to stuff. You do not have time for that. Your energy, your time is so much more important in growing a business. Imagine getting started with this without their grant. Like, what is your barrier to this? Like, with everything that you're doing, you're obviously, well, I'm not say obviously, sorry, but like, if you're studying, you've got, say, some pūtea coming in with that student allowance or whatever it is, right? You've got your bills covered, right? What's stopping you from starting this with no money? Because it's possible. Your energy, your time is so important when growing a business. You don't have time to be spending on anything that is not going to move you forward in life. You don't have time for friends who aren't supportive. You don't have time to be complaining about things to the news. You do not have time to be complaining about how you're not getting the things you want in life. You do not have time to listen to people who aren't supporting you. You do not have time to be doing like literally anything that isn't going to be moving you forward in life. Now, I'm not saying that exposure isn't going to move you forward, but I would not be getting media attention for what you are not getting in your life that you don't want. I would be getting media attention after you start this business from literally scratch and you've got no pūtea whatsoever, but you're just committed and you start this and you send an email to staff and you share with them, you know, once you've started this, that you just signed on your first client and that this is just such an incredible business story and they need to talk about this and they need to amplify Māori voices and Māori in business and like just share with the world that like you got rejected, but you didn't let that stop you. You literally didn't let that stop you. Use this energy to build your business without help. Brainstorm how you can do it with no money. The business idea you have doesn't require money. It's a similar thing to what I do, service-based, which means it's really cheap to start. I started with literally a website subscription and a domain name. I think it may have been like $30 or something like that. And I did it when I was a student. So I was getting student allowance and I was working part-time on the side. And I literally lived on like I literally lived in a moldy house, a house with mold in it. Like, literally. I'm not even joking. A house with mold in it because the board was cheap. And that is how I started my business. I lived so frugally so that I could build my business, and all of the money that I was making, it was like, how can I use this money to make more money in my business? And like, I literally started with a logo that I made on Canva that literally people were messaging me and they said, this looks like, it was basically two M's in a circle. And there was like Black Powers that messaged me and said, like, I don't want to follow you because of your logo. And like, I'm not gang affiliated at all. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's a problem. And so I saved up some money so that I could pay my cousin to make my logo. And he made my logo for me. Everything that I've built, it was just putia that I've made in my business that I've reinvested. And like, I literally started this with nothing. I started this when I was studying full time. I was working a job. I was spending about 12 hours a week helping to nurse my queer. I didn't have time. I didn't have money. I had all the excuses. I was so depressed, like literally so depressed. So depressed. I didn't want to be here, just being so real. And I like used all of the pain that I was experiencing in my life, and I transmuted that energy into this like beautiful thing of like, how can I help the world? How can I change the world? Because money loves impact. When you're creating impact in the world, money will follow. So I bet you bottom dollar with your, what is it, social media management, or I'm sorry if it's at the top of my page. I've taken some notes, but it's at the top and I don't want to scroll and then miss where I'm at on my page. Social media management. Okay, imagine sharing on social media. Because like, obviously, if you want to charge people for social media management, you've got to, and I'm not sure if you're doing this already. Actually, I think you might be on your page. I feel like the message that you sent me was on a page. I'm just going to like bring it up and have a look for a little second. Because I feel like, I feel like you already have done this. Like, you've already posted on social media. I'm just going to have a look. Yes. Okay. Amazing. So you already are posting on social media. Absolutely amazing. I love this so much. Okay. I'm just having a look at your profile. Oh my gosh. Get it, girl. You are doing incredible already. So imagine continuing on with this and really showcasing the potential that you have to keep on going with this. Now, if, say, for example, your studies finish and you need to go into employment to be able to grow this business, do that. Like, that's what I did. I worked a job so that I could use that money so that I could, like, you know, continue to pay my bills. And the money that I made from my business, I reinvested that and I saved it so that I could eventually become self-employed. And you know, there's this part in your question when you said, that's not who I am. I'm raw, I'm honest, I'm determined. This is your intuition saying, don't do this. Like, your intuition is like, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. So don't do it. Like, literally, you don't need to do that. There are so many other things you can do. And just to wrap it up, like your question of, so I guess I'm asking, what would you do in my position? Would you share your story? Would you keep pushing quietly? I really respect the way you show up in your voice. Your content has helped me make me feel like I'm not alone in this journey. What I would do is I would brainstorm what you have. Because it's so much easier to think about what we don't have. I don't have the wins grant. I don't have the blah, 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 blah. Don't have time. Don't have all of the things. And I've been there before, girl. I've literally been there. I know it. Okay? But brainstorm what you have. Brainstorm the businesses you know who you could reach out to see if they need support with social media. Brainstorm the like the time that you do have in your day. And I just want to give you, be so real, be so real with you. When I was working a job, I would, this is so funny, I can't believe I'm talking about this. I had literally like hardly any time. At one point I was waking up at 4 a.m. so that I could like do everything, work on my business, do all the things. And sometimes each day, the only real time, well, like a lot of time I had was when I would go to the toilet. When I would go to the toilet, I had like 2 minutes to do something. And so when I went to the toilet, I would think about an idea that I could create for social media, and I used to post it on Twitter. And I don't have it anymore, but I think there might be Threads. I don't really know how Threads works, but I think Threads could be an alternative, or Facebook. Facebook is another one I did it. So I had heard this idea that instead of overthinking the content that you're creating, literally just write the idea down, but instead of writing it in your notes app, post it. So I would go on Facebook, I would have an idea and I would just post it. And then say on like toilet break number one of the day, I'd go to the toilet, I would post this on Facebook, and then at my next toilet break, I would screenshot the post that I had posted on Facebook. I would grab like a random image that I had, and I would, you know, on Instagram, you can like make the background of just a fixed color. I would like make it the fixed color. I would copy this like random thing from Facebook that I had posted, put it on the thing, and I would post it to Instagram. And that is how, because what I did when I started my business was I committed to posting every single day, and I did that for the first 2 years. That is how, one of the ways that I was able to post on social media so consistently was because I made it easy. I didn't need time to just like do this. And like, I just found, so like books that I was reading, I was like, oh, that's a cool quote, let's use that. Like, oh, this is helpful, let's use that. I would help people because I'm literally the embodiment of what I share. Like, I would not recommend doing something if you're not the embodiment of it. So if you're the embodiment of social media, like, can you just write down a quote that's going to help someone who like uses social media, and can you just post it? And like, don't overcomplicate it. It could be a reel, so just put the like screenshot over your reel and then like just post it, put a cute sound on it, put a trending sound on it, and like post it. Like, put some, use some hashtags in your notes app and just like, you know, chuck that on there. And like, this way, that's how I grew Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, was because all of the content was recycled, so I just used the same piece of content on all of the different platforms. So yeah, you want to do the social media thing that you're doing, start it with no money, commit to doing it every day, show up every single day for a whole year, create content, be authentic, show the world you know how to help businesses, put yourself out there, go to networking events, pitch yourself to businesses, be authentic in your content, show up every single day without failure, like literally. And like, I'm not meaning like be so mean to yourself if you end up missing a day, but like, can you actually just do it? And then come back in 12 months and tell me that you haven't made more money than this WINS grant could have given you. Like, on, like, literally, I don't even know this WINS grant, so I don't even know how much money it is. But, like, literally come back in 12 months and tell me you haven't made more money. Show up in your content like you're the boss. Show up in your content like you know exactly what you're doing. And, like, do this. And, like, here's some other things you can do. Collaborate with other people who might be able to, like, ask, like, when you're doing your thing, if you've already got content, like, pitch yourself to stuff as someone who is, or like any media agency, as someone who is creating cool content and can help businesses. Go to, I don't know what town you live in, but like, Google business networking event, multi-business networking event, see if there's one in your town. Go to those events, meet other business owners, and when they ask you what you do, say that you're a social media manager. And there's probably going to be some like old people in there that are gonna be like, oh my gosh, I've heard that social media is going to help my business. And like, if you've never had clients before, then like, be like, give them a trial period and like say like you can do it for, you know, a little bit cheaper while you're getting started, so that you can just try it. And then like, give them the most incredible experience, like under promise, over deliver. And then like, literally sign them on to like a 6-12 month, you know, contract where you're like helping them. You literally only need like 10 clients, each paying you $1,000 a month to manage their social media. Boom, you've scaled to a 6-figure year. Like, literally, business is about solving problems. And so your job is to solve your biggest problem. And from this message, it is your mindset. You are not a victim. You are the creator of your life. The things you think, the things you do, they create your reality. Like, period. Like, you change how you're showing up on social media. You start showing up as like a winner. And I'm not saying you're not. Like, I'm honestly, I haven't actually watched a video, to be completely honest, but I just did a quick scroll overview of it. But like, show up like you're already a boss. Show up like you've already got like 10 clients. Show up like you've already like getting paid $20,000 a month. Show up like you are literally a winner, and literally watch clients flow into your DMs and just want to work with you. Money doesn't know time, because if money knew time, then there wouldn't be 16-year-old millionaires, then there wouldn't be 40-year-old poor people. Money doesn't know time. So like, literally tomorrow, every single thing can change. You do this, you show up like the boss you are, sign on 10 new clients, each pay a K a month, and literally 6 figures. It's not rocket science. It's not complicated. But showing up with no evidence, showing up when it's not working, when your friends think it's funny, when people mock you in the comments, when you've posted every single day for months and you've not made a cent, that's hard. And like, those are things that I've done. Like, I remember I was in this article once, and this girl that I used to be friends with, she told me that, what was it, like my jeans looked silly or something like that. And like, she was like, I need to take you clothes shopping because I can't believe you wore that. And it's like, bro, you've got bigger fish to fry. You've got bigger things to worry about. So I don't care if it's not worked so far, if you've like been consistent, you know, for I don't know how long you've been showing up. I don't even know if you're consistent, but like, I don't care. Like, keep going, keep showing. Because the version of you who has what you want, the version of you who's got this incredible business, she doesn't care. She's still showing up. Winners don't make excuses. Like, they just do what's required. Because I bet you bottom dollar, if you started doing, like, pause this podcast and do a journal entry of the version of you who is working for yourself full time. What is she doing? How is she showing up on social media? What pieces of content is she creating? How is she selling her offers? How is she positioning herself as someone that businesses want to hire? I don't even know if it's businesses you want to be working with, but like, literally, how is, maybe it's content creators, I don't know, but like, how are you positioning yourself as someone your clients want to hire? Like, create content like that from that lens. Like, show up and do it. Like, and I'm not saying you're not, I know, I can see clearly you are, but like, from an energy of like, you're already a winner. You're already a winner. Like, you've already won awards for this. You've already been in stuff for this. You've already, like, everyone knows who you are. Everyone knows who you are. Like, you're killing it. Like, people who used to bully at you at school are asking you how you did this. Like, period. Like, lead with that energy. And like, that's literally my life now. People who used to bully me, they're like, oh my gosh, like, you've done so well. Oh my gosh. And but like, you know, the why this is happening, because back when I first started, that's the energy I led with. Before I won awards, before I got the book deal, before I was able to quit my job, I already knew I was going to do these things. I already knew. Like, that sounds cocky to some people, but like, I was literally busting my ass at law school, busting my ass in my job, doing all of these things, and I already knew I was going to win awards. I already knew that I was going to quit my job. I already knew that it was only a matter of time before those things happened, and I showed up as if I had already won them. I showed up as if I had already quit my job, because winners don't make excuses. Yeah, that's my whakaaro on your pātai today. But if you want to join Brown Business, we've changed the name now. It's not Brown Business Besties anymore. It's called Beyond Business. If you want to join Beyond Business, this is where you're going to get access to 2 live group coaching calls with me every single month, so that you can leverage my experience, my expertise, to literally skyrocket your business. All of the details for this are going to be down below. The investments for this start at $77 per week, or $2,500 pay in full. But that's us for today. I will literally talk to you all next week. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would absolutely love it if you could share this on your story, or if you could rate this, or like, if you just wanted to send me a message and let me know what you thought about this. Like, I would love to hear from you. That is me for today. I feel like this has been a little bit of a long podcast episode, but I've enjoyed it. I hope you all have the most incredible rest of your day. Just do what's required of you. Just like, don't make excuses and just do it. I love you all. Have an amazing day. Bye.